Hi everyone, and welcome to the Food for the Future podcast, coming to you live from the World Food Forum headquarters here in Rome, Italy. I'm Licia, your host, and I'm thrilled to introduce you to our latest episode, Fashion Meets Sustainability. Today, we have a special focus on the intersection of fashion, sustainability, and cultural heritage. We're joined by Arianna Bartolozzi, a young professional deeply involved in the Fashion for Fragile Ecosystems program. This innovative initiative is dedicated to improving the livelihoods of artisans in vulnerable mountain and island communities while protecting their delicate environments. Arianna will share her experiences and expertise in this dynamic field, offering insights into how the program supports local artisans and promotes sustainable fashion through collaborative design and fair compensation. Joining me for this enlightening conversation is our co-host, Alexandra, and together we'll explore how these inspiring efforts are reshaping the future of fashion and fostering meaningful change. Get ready for an inspiring and informative discussion. Let's dive in.
Hello and welcome everyone. I'm Alexandra and I'm excited to welcome you to our new episode. Today we're exploring the exciting interaction of fashion, sustainability and cultural heritage with Arianna. She's been doing fantastic work with the Fashion for Fragile Ecosystem program, which connects artisans from remote and vulnerable areas with the global fashion world, all while focusing on sustainability. Arianna, it's great to have you here on the show. I would like to hear more about your background and experiences have shaped your role in this project. And what's been the most exciting or fulfilling part of your journey so far?
Hi, I'm Arianna. I'm from the Mountain Partnership, which is hosted by the Forestry Department. Started as an intern almost 2 years ago now, which is exciting to say. I've been a consultant now for a bit less than a year. I have started here working on a project on sustainable fashion, and it was really exciting for me to start on this project because this is also one of my, very present like passions in my life. Sustainable fashion, but particularly because this project is really geared towards experiencing sustainable fashion in a way that it seeks what's already there. Instead of doing like new fabrics or innovative solutions, we look for the sustainable solutions that are already part of the traditions of small communities in mountains and islands, and we connect them with a fashion designer that is going to be able to value them and bring them to the international market. This is the bulk of the project, and the result would be the visible result. Immediate would be a fashion collection that was actually showcased for the first time, I think, in 2021 now. The first collection we did with Stella Jean, which she worked with artisans from Kyrgyzstan and Peru, and we hosted a runway show here in FAO. This was a highlight of my journey here in FAO because it was really beautiful to see how the traditions of the communities really came out in this runway show. And she is one of the designers who really values the concept of sustainability connected to traditions in smaller communities. And that's why it's very important to work with the right people when working on sustainable fashion, because not everyone is able to, everyone can learn from it, but not everyone is able to value the work that we do in the right way and understand it really. But I think it's really important to do it, and the value added is really goes to the communities, because we as the Mountain Partnership really works with the communities. With the small communities in mountains and islands, it's really important to give back what we take and even more. So the fashion initiative is part of the Business Incubator and Accelerator for Mountains and Islands, which is a bigger project with UNDP that works with farmers and small producers from mainly mountains, but also fragile ecosystems in general. So the Business Incubator and Accelerator was one of the projects that I came to know and I became really passionate about, because I was working with a team that was working hands-on with the incubation and acceleration of the producers, and I participated in online meetings with the producers, so you can really see the impact. And I think this is one of my favorite things about my job, is that you see, you are connected with the communities and the producers all the time. So they message you, you can call them, they call you, and any problem or even result that they get, you are the first person they will tell about. I think because this was a pilot project for me, it was very important to understand how to work and how to kind of learn as you go and learn on the field, because no one will tell you what you have to do. It's a pilot project, so one of the skills that I learned was that you really have to figure it out by yourself. You're obviously supervised, but what you're doing with the community is it really has an impact. So when you're working with them and you're figuring out like logistics of the collaboration, even travels for the designers, those kind of things, you have to be sometimes you really have to be innovative with the solutions, because it really depends on they really depend on the country. They're different every time. Everything is different every time. So this is what I learned. You have to adapt, and I feel like it's one of the basic skills that you kind of have in life, really. And I think it was really useful for me to learn to have this skill at my job, because that makes me really open to learning new things and like not be scared to be given a job that I don't know how to do, because I know I can figure it out.
That concludes today's episode of the Food for the Future podcast. We've highlighted the exciting ways of fashion is integrating sustainability and cultural preservation. For more updates from the World Food Forum, follow us on social media and visit our website at world-food-forum.org. Until next time!